On today's episode of the new season of the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast, we begin chapter 3. And this is episode 9 of Bereshit, in the beginning, a commentary to the book of Genesis. Now, before we begin, I thought that I should point out that there are 50 chapters in this book. So I hope that you are getting something out of this because we will be together for a while. I also want to point out that it's pretty obvious that I don't have a set schedule to release new episodes, which in the podcast world is not a good thing. But all I can say to that is, please bear with me. Allow me some grace as I prayerfully continue with this series to bring you valuable, insightful, spirit-filled content. Excuse me. So, let's get into chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Now the serpent was more cunning than any animal of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God really said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die, for God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will become like God, knowing good and evil." Okay, a lot to unpack there. So let's just jump right in. Remember when I said that if you have a problem with believing in the 6 literal days of creation, that you would have an even more difficult time believing or understanding the rest of the Bible? Well, here we are at one of those times. There are some things that the Bible just doesn't tell us, and sometimes it waits until later books through different stories to tell us if we pay attention. This happens to be one of those times. Now, we're not going to definitely find out until much later that the serpent is in fact Satan. But does that mean that we should now view Satan as a cunning animal creature that is soon to be slithering? Of course not. What we need to pay attention to are the words being used in the phrase, "more cunning than any animal of the field which the Lord God had made." Since we already know that God made everything, the obvious next question should not be, where did the serpent come from? But where did Satan come from? Unfortunately, there isn't enough information given to us in this portion of the text to be able to answer that question, so we must therefore save that topic for another time and turn our attention to the dialogue. It is the dialogue that is the most important part of this piece of scripture. Some questions that you should carefully consider while reading these verses are, why did the serpent approach the woman and not the man? Where is the man? How did the serpent even know what God said to be able to challenge the woman? And remember, it's not about the serpent, but what the serpent is saying. Other questions to consider: why is the woman talking with the serpent? Why did the woman reply with inaccurate information? You see, because she didn't respond with what God actually commanded. Two more questions to carefully consider. Why did the woman feel the need to defend what God had commanded? Now, I would say that by this time, it doesn't even matter. It's too late because you're already playing with fire by even having this conversation. And lastly, who did God give the command to? You see, this goes back to why the serpent approached the woman and not the man. Okay. Let's go back to the serpent, who at this time is probably standing fully erect because the Bible doesn't record him living on his belly all the days of its life until after the punishment. So, how did the serpent convince the woman to disobey God's one and only commandment? To answer that question, just think about those you break every day, with many of the thoughts you have before you demonize Adam and Eve for what they are about to do. Imagine yourself in that garden of perfection, free to enjoy everything about it except for one tree. To have intimate fellowship with the Creator and yet feel as though you are missing out or being denied something because of one tree that is off limits to you, as if God is holding out on you. What is taking place here in the garden has played out and continues to play out in our own lives day after day after day, when we think God is holding out on us because of his commandments, laws, and instructions. The takeaway here is to learn from this example and know that God has not withheld anything from us, and his laws, commandments, and instructions are for our good. Always. Until next time, Yevarechacha Adonai ve'ishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai pana ve'lecha vihunecha, Yisa Adonai pana ve'lecha, Ve'yasim lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace.